All right, so if you just kind of explain to me the situation, what you can, that led up to the five of you deciding to turn in letters of resignation earlier today.
Yes, so we've actually had a few somewhat concerning issues, nothing that would necessarily be damaging or anything like that, if that's a good term, for lack of a better term, that we had observed, and we made quite a few attempts to speak with our chief of police about the situation. All of those situations had a lackluster effect, very disinterested in what we had to say. So we kind of let them go, you know, we kind of let those incidences go. The biggest incident, again, I don't really know a proper turn of phrase, the nail in the coffin, if you will, was we had an incident with an individual who ended up getting arrested. And so part of the process to arrest somebody, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, so I hope I'm not over-explaining, but part of the process of, you know, arresting somebody is taking away their Fourth Amendment right. You're taking away their ability to leave. You're transporting them and taking them to a facility. You're doing all of those things. So all of those things need to be recorded. And in our instance, of course, we have body cam footage, but we also have to do reports. We have to do an arrest report. We have to do a probable cause affidavit. Why did we make that arrest, and why was that arrest proper? So a couple of days go by, and my captain, who's the one who actually effected the arrest, was talking to the chief of police, and the chief of police told him that there was no need to do an arrest report on the individual that was arrested and taken to the jail, to the jail facility, because he was going to simply have the charges dismissed, so there was no reason to do a report. For us, that's a very big deal because, well, you know, in this day and age, you know, we're not the type of individuals that would do something unless it was something that should have been done. I don't know if that makes sense. So for us to skip steps or do things that could be construed as illegal wasn't something that we actually wanted to do. So it was at that particular junction that we decided to have a meeting with our city manager. The city manager in our municipality is the one that is head of all of the other, you know, the chief of police, the fire chief, the medical director, all of that for the city. We brought all of our evidence to her and explained to her that our fear and concern was that if he ascertained this information and found out that we were talking to her, that there would be a very vindictive or retaliatory response. We gave her all of the information. She gave us her word that she would keep us anonymous during the course of her investigation, which we understood. You know, eventually she would have to say where she got the information from. We did that on a Thursday. Fast forward to the following Monday. I don't know how the events occurred because I was not there for that particular junction. However, what I can tell you is that the city manager gave the chief of police all of the information that we had. She told him exactly who gave her the information, and simply told him that he needed to fix the problem, and that was it. What came after that was nothing short of, I mean, of course we weren't terminated, but that probably goes without saying. But there were a lot of responses that were negative, I think is the best way for me to say that. All the way up to, in fact, just a few days ago with my captain. It was at that point we decided that we could not be a part of an organization that did not take accountability for things that occur. And we also can't be a part of a agency or even a municipality, for that matter, that had no problems with breaking our confidences and our trust.
And so I assume after the most recent events, you and the other four that resigned kind of decided, you know, did you get together? Like, how did everyone decide, the five, that today was the day that you guys were going to kind of do that? How did that kind of come about?
So So the four of us that had actually went to the city manager with our concerns, we actually had a conversation about it after the fact, you know, after everything I just told you occurred. And that's when we decided that we felt that it was in our best interest to go ahead and resign. The fifth individual, which is the reserve or part-time that I was telling you about, understood and knew what was going on and made the decision himself to go ahead and resign as well, after we had told him all of the other incidents as well as the one with the chief specifically.
And so it was a sergeant, a captain, two, a canine officer, yourself an officer, and a reserve officer.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so, I guess, do you have any idea what the next step kind of looks like, or are you guys just stepping away and hoping that this gets fixed now that it's out in the public?
So we felt as though we had gone through every channel we possibly could. The only exception to that, which it was very difficult to, you know, we understand the processes. The only step we did not actually go through was the Human Resources Department. And the reason why we didn't go through the Human Resources Department is because the Human Resources representative is actually the wife of the Chief of Police. And so we did not think that that was probably a good idea. After that, you know, I don't really feel comfortable speaking about what the other four are going to do. I know for me, I'm going to step away as of right now from full-time law enforcement and possibly try and actively seek a, like I was saying, a reserve or part-time position. You know, we wanted to fix the problem while we were employed there. We wanted to do the best job that we could, you know, to serve the community that we, you know, we said we would. I don't know if they're willing to go back to that agency. Unfortunately for me, I do truly feel like my trust and confidences were completely demolished. And so I won't be going back to that agency in any foreseeable future.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we kind of wrap up here? You gave me some really good information. I appreciate it.
No. You know, we understand, you know, there's a stigma with law enforcement. You know, one of the things that I've always heard since I've been working in law enforcement is, you know, a good cop that sees something and doesn't say anything is just as bad as the person doing it. You know, and so I took great pride in that because I never wanted to be that type of individual. And so all the way up until right now, I take that stand, even, you know, as I talk to you and trying to figure out what my next career move is at this point. You know, I felt nothing but, you know, honored to be able to serve the people of the city of Nowata. You know, those are actually some pretty great people that you know, even right now they have our, you know, our collective backs, if you will. And you know, they've given us wonderful positive support since that post went up. So, yeah.